From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour in London, where there was a major conference today. The focus, Libya, specifically what happens next. All the members of the coalition behind the military operation in Libya were there, but there were also many other countries, all hoping to pile pressure on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to leave. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves in London.
They gathered in London on a somber, damp day to discuss the fate of a desert nation 2,000 miles away. 11 days have elapsed since the first airstrike against Libya. The question today was, what next? Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron opened proceedings with a graphic account of Gaddafi's latest attacks on the city of Misrata.
I have had reports this morning that the city is under attack from both land and from the sea. Gaddafi is using snipers to shoot people down and let them bleed to death in the street. He's cut off food, water and electricity to starve people into submission.
The conference was an attempt to advertise the coalition's unity and strength. There's been tension within coalition ranks in recent days, especially over the decision to transfer overall command to NATO. Foreign ministers from some 37 countries attended today. The coalition considers support from the Arab world to be crucial. 7 Arab nations were represented, along with the Arab League.
Gaddafi is a killer! Gaddafi is a killer! Gaddafi is a murderer!
Delegates were welcomed by a small crowd of Libyans gathered on London's streets to thank them for moving against Gaddafi. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told the conference that military measures against Gaddafi were not enough.
All of us have to continue the pressure on and deepen the isolation of the Gaddafi regime. This includes a unified front of political and diplomatic pressure that makes clear to Gaddafi he must go.
The conference agreed to set up what it called a contact group to work with Libya's rebel opposition groups on a transition to a new form of government after Gaddafi goes. Better days lie ahead for Libya, said Cameron, although getting there will be tough.
We should be clear about the scale of the challenge. It will mean looking afresh at our whole engagement with Libya and the wider region.
There have been concerns within the international community about exactly who are the rebels. Today, several of them turned up to allay these fears. They were officials from Libya's opposition body, the Interim National Council. They brought a statement outlining their vision for Libya's future after Gaddafi. Guma El Gumati is the council's UK coordinator.
The most important thing about this vision is that it's a vision for a Libya which is constitutional, democratic, civil country under rule of law. Rule of law is paramount, and pluralism, separation of powers, and freedom of thought and speech and expression.
This vision depends on Gaddafi leaving. So far, it's not clear if he will be forced out. Key members of the coalition have indicated they might be willing to allow Gaddafi to go into exile without facing an international criminal court. El Gumati says the Libyan opposition would prefer that not to happen.
The ideal is a fair trial within Libya. Now, he is also facing a potential trial by the International Criminal Court. That is the ideal, because these crimes should not go unpunished.
Richard Dalton, former British ambassador to Libya, says the conference went well.
It's been a great success in the good participation, including key international organisations like the Arab League.
But Dalton says there's a long way to go.
There are still a number of potential outcomes. I mean, at its worst, there could be a breakdown of the Libyan state. There could even be a stalemate in which nobody has a clear military advantage. And then there's the more hopeful scenario of increasing successes for the opposition leading to either a military victory or a negotiated outcome.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.